Hello and welcome to another episode of Your Power Echoes with Julie Sil Kalunji. I am your host and trainer, and this is where we empower the entrepreneur in you to rise and shine into your awesome destiny and create that residual income, because you've got residual bills to pay. So grab your favorite teapot or cuppa, sit back and chill out for a bit while I share and talk about what's on my mind, sneak in some awesome deals, and talk about home-based business, internet marketing, social media marketing, and all that good juice. Feel free to chat it up in the comment section below. Share your insights, your interests, whatever it is that interests you, anything that excites you or you are bummed out about, and anything else you want to chat about. Not sure who I am? Head on to julescalpoli.com and get to know Julie Sil. I seem to be the joker today, but I'm here to empower, educate, and entertain you. So let's get this party started. I'm going to share with you something really deep today. I'm going to share my story, my journey. I hope to inspire you and empower you. Julius Kayombo, we go way back, almost like 4 years, almost 5 years now. Seriously, we go back. And he's been part of my journey. So I want to share a story with you guys. And you know the drill. You're new to my broadcast, please introduce yourself. This platform, we welcome you. We welcome you. We make you feel at home. We make you feel warm. You have any questions, drop them in the comments. If you get value, drop some hearts, drop some thumbs up, drop some wows, or drop an emoji that literally suits you. And absolutely, if you literally want to say something, let me know. I just might invite you live to this show. Welcome, Apostle Collins Bampa. I'm very honored that you're here with me today, Felicia Drummond. Hey, guys. So today, I am literally sharing with you my story. I want to inspire you. I want to tell you that life does happen for you. You have been created to actually, to create. You just had the face on. I know, Asimwe Rosette, welcome. Hello there, girlfriend. How are you doing? So guys, if you have a question, drop it in the comments. Let's share with somebody. Invite. Let somebody be inspired today. I had allowed comfort to become the order of the day, but I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't comfortable in my own home. I wasn't comfortable in my own skin. I wasn't comfortable to my family. I wasn't comfortable with my children. I wasn't comfortable with my husband. I wasn't comfortable. I was discomfortable for most of the days in circa 2012. I was literally uncomfortable. But you would never know if you met me. Well, some who knew me would know that I was uncomfortable. But I wasn't letting it show on my face. But I was living a lie. I was telling myself it's going to be fine. I was telling myself all I have to do is pray and everything's going to be fine. I was telling myself all I have to do is just focus on reading the Bible and everything's going to be fine. If I fasted longer, if I took another 40 days after the last 40 days of fasting, maybe something's going to change. Maybe if I just prayed every day, every week, and woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning and prayed, maybe something was going to change. I was literally hoping. I was hoping. And hoping in and of itself is not a strategy for you and your family's well-being. Hope followed by faith, followed by words, is the only, not words, actions. For hope, faith, actions is the only way you're going to change your life and become the person you were created to be. And so you gotta embrace change. We had a guest vlogger yesterday, Paul Solomon, and he talks about change, and he brought to you change from a very young person's perspective. And so if you did not watch yesterday's video and you've got young children going through some difficult times, going through the change, going through adolescence, hitting teenage, going through GCSEs, going through exams, let them watch that video. Because this young man told you what change means to him, what changes he's going through, and how he has handled change at 14 years of age. If that does not inspire you, I don't know what will inspire you. Hey, Florence, how are you doing? So guys, like I said, this is your moment to share. And if you do share, please do drop shared in the comments below. I miss Suzette Benjamin on this broadcast. She's filled with fire, and she literally helps me do that. I don't know who's going to be my scribe today. Just say, I'm going to be. Just type, I'm going to be, if you are going to be with me throughout this whole session. And I'll give you a big, massive shout out. And, you know, because I love to engage, and I don't want to be distracted today. I want to give it to you full. So I want you to shake yourself a little bit. I want you to get a cup of tea or coffee or whatever you're going to eat today. I want you to sit down, shut out every distraction, switch off your phone notifications, because today you're going to get uplifted. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. I haven't played you any music today. I promise you. I'm making this up. Composer. Hello. We've just created a composer today. How cool is that? How cool is that? Okay, guys. Jokes aside. Jokes aside, how are you doing today? You are on Your Power Echoes with Julie Seal Show, live here on Facebook. And I am a stay-at-home mom. I work from home or wherever I may be. Judith Bakabulindi, I'm so happy to see you. My husband. You know what? In our culture, a woman can be your husband. Weird, isn't it? So, I help and I empower and I inspire and I encourage the entrepreneur in you to rise and shine so you can build the life you were created to build via social media and online resources, because you've got residual bills to pay. And so I want you to create that residual income doing what you already do. You're already on Facebook, you're already on Twitter, Pinterest, wherever you are. And so why not leverage it to help you become that person you were created to be? Digital, we've gone digital and life has become digital. I've been in this industry and in this space for the last four years and counting, and I literally, it's been a journey of giant proportions, and that's what we are about today. So I'm just gonna keep this filter on because I literally don't want to cry in front of you, but then it's kind of okay to take the filter off because you want to see me, and much as I love the filter, I also want to see your faces, just like I'm sure you want to see my face. So let's get to today's message. Mohammed Krimer, how are you doing today? Thank you for all those kisses you keep sending me. thank you. So, happy to see you guys. I was tired from morning to evening, and I was sitting at home. I love you, Judy. I love you too. I was very frustrated. I was frustrated from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. I thought I was letting my family down, especially my children. And I was tired of feeling like I was a bad mom and that I was a failure. I came from a background of being a happy-go-lucky, you know, full of beans, soul of the party, legal mind, practicing law, working in law, you know, helping people change lives, to being somebody who didn't know what I was doing for a while, to then working in the housing and construction sector for over 10 years here in the UK, and then I was sat at home doing nothing. I didn't even want to go do nothing at the time. I was like, I'm way over that. I'm not going back to nothing. I'm over that already. Thank you. I don't know who's giving me those likes and wows, but I am loving them. So I was tired of posting my links on Facebook because in 2013, I received a message from somebody, a sister-in-law, who introduced me. Literally, I keep saying online marketing and home-based business stumbled into my life. And I believe that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Because at that time, I was literally at the end of my tether. I was at that point where I didn't know whether my marriage was going to go forward, because I was thinking, I'm going to pack my bags, leave my family here in the UK, and go back home. And maybe start from scratch. And maybe the legal fraternity would accept me. Because I was a lawyer before I left Uganda. Before I came to UK. So I thought, this is what I'm going to do. So then that message came. So do not ever undermine your prayer. Because when I started, you may have thought she's undermining prayer. I'm not. But what I'm trying to get to you is that when you pray, you've got to also let your actions follow your meditation. You cannot just pray and wait for manna from heaven. Because that's not how it works anymore. We are in a different time right now. Hanampa Fausta, how are you doing? How are you doing? So I started this business with a lot of hope, with a lot of excitement, with a lot of, you know, I placed everything on that business. And by the way, it's not the business I'm doing today. But I gave it everything. I went into it with zeal, zest, everything. I contacted everybody I know. I never went to a party for partying anymore. It was a place to prospect. I went to church and I literally was looking at who am I going to talk to after church to show my business to. When I went out to shop, I was like, who am I going to meet in the car park and I'm going to share with them my business. Everybody was not safe from me. I was a moving, walking sales machine. I was not nice to be around. So now I was from a frustrated mother to a nuisance. Okay? Facebook, oh my goodness. I was sent to Facebook jail like I think 3 times. I kept posting my links on Facebook. I would wake up in the morning and start posting my links from Facebook group after Facebook group, physically. At the time I didn't even know that there were auto posters, which by the way don't work anymore with Facebook. If you're using them, you're gonna get blocked over and over again. You're probably in Facebook jail several times a month. Don't do it. I was sharing my link with everybody. Anybody that befriended me would immediately receive a message from me telling them there is this amazing opportunity and they're going to make money. Their life's going to be different. I did not know that that immediately put me in a box as desperate, unprofessional, a scammer even, maybe a spammer. You know, and I was seeing crickets. What got to me was that every day my children came home, they'd ask me, did you make a sale? Did you get new members in the team? And I could see a little bit of the pity in their eyes when I said no. That's what got me searching online. Because I could see a lot of people saying that they are making it work online, that things were happening for them online. Hey, Brianna, how are you doing? And that their change came through online fraternizing. Let me call it that for now. My need and desire for success was deep and huge. Because my life, my marriage, my very existence depended on it. To be told, I was fed up feeling like a nuisance when I shared my business with people that I knew, that knew me from way back, that I thought respected me and knew where I was coming from. And they would give you that look. You know that look like, why don't you just go get a job? The look that was filled with pity and disappointment. The I've got a place to be right now look. The I will call you back, don't call me look. Hey, Nima, how are you doing? Can you relate? I hope I'm speaking to somebody today because I want you to get out of that place like already, okay? So, it wasn't a great place to be and neither is it a great place to be now. If you're in that place right now, and I know some of you are because you have invested in online businesses or you have started your small business and you are desperate to make it work, I'm telling you, do not give anybody your power. Do not pass your power to somebody and make them feel like your very existence and success depends on them. And therefore their yes is going to be like heaven on earth. Because it isn't. Because the people you're looking for, they are looking for you. Only you're looking for them in the wrong place. Hi, Amy, Alicia. How are you doing? So I'll admit I was tired. I was tired of dealing with constant rejection every day. It was pretty much daily. I was looking for a magic wand. I wanted that fairy godmother to appear already. I mean Cinderella in the... I was that Cinderella. And I'm sure you are right now. I wanted to emerge super successful. I wanted to be that person that everybody was saying, oh my goodness, how are you there? I want to be in Sylvie's corner. I want to be like Sylvia when we grow up. I wanted to be that person already. So I could show these people who are giving me those pitiful looks, go get a job looks, those ignoring me like we'd never, twazirundo weddan, somebody ignores your call and ignores your WhatsApp message and ignores your Facebook message, that kind of pain. I wanted to show them. So then I came from being desperate to being revengeful. I'm going to show you. Ego. Now the ego is not good. The ego is not going to take you where you want to be. Because the ego in my world is simply edging God out. Because that means you're saying, I can do it on my own. I'm going to do it and it's going to be amazing. And you want to change that in your life. So I bet you're asking, how did that work out for me? I mean, you know, the Cinderella syndrome, the fairy godmother is going to come. Hey, Sheila, how are you doing? I bet you're wondering, how did it work out? It didn't work out at all. Because obviously, instead of looking for a solution, I put my head under the sun and continued doing what I shouldn't have been doing. I continued to post on social media and continued to post my link on Facebook groups, hoping like some miracle people would click on that link and I'd become a rock star overnight. I continued to do that. Meantime, I was now ignoring my friends and family because I literally hated the looks they were giving me. Now, hey Bate, how are you doing? I was about to quit. I was about to go back and beg my agencies for a job because I was registered with about 20 agencies. I think 3 or 4 nursing agencies and the rest were like work-related agencies. I was registered with so many agencies and I was just about ready to quit. And the thing that was pushing me to quit was that the business I had started had shut down. So now I was back being rudderless. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was desperate. I know some of you are in that place. I know some of you are in that place. Frustrated. Don't know what to do with yourself. You've got bills to pay. You've got children to look after. You've got husbands or wives to look after. And you don't know what to do. And I'm here to tell you things can change. I was about ready to quit when my buddy, I call her my angel, Tanya, came into my life. Now, Tanya was introduced to me by somebody I'd never met as well. Another angel, I call them angels because they are your elevator friends and sometimes you've never even met them. And he's called Ray. Now, she showed me how far off the mark I was. And she showed me that I was literally chasing my tail and I was going to continue doing that if I did not stop. Thank you, Joyce K. Thank you. She also showed me that I was chasing the wrong kind of businesses. She also showed me how to choose the right business for me. And she also told me, you have to tell your story. Now, it took me a long time before I actually admitted that telling my story was a good thing because I thought, what will people think? Hey, Lucretia, how are you doing? Because I thought people were going to laugh at me if I told them my story. I thought, who's going to listen to my story anyway? I knew that I had to change. I was now listening to somebody who's creating success online in her businesses. She's a millionaire, telling me, giving me her time and telling me that what you're doing is wrong and it's going to get you into trouble and you're going to lose even more friends. Do you want to continue that way? I see a lot of people from where I come from doing that. I see a lot of people who will not even change because they think that change is taking them the wrong way. I'm here to tell you, change is normal. It's natural. Who's listening to me today? Drop an emoji in the comments below if you are getting some value so I know I'm not talking to myself. I know there are at least 5 people on here today and I am so excited. I want to hear from you so I know that you are getting some value. And if you are not getting value, what do you want me to focus on? Because I can stop telling you my story and we talk about something else. Something more uplifting maybe, something exciting. What do you want to hear today? Tell me, talk to me. Thank you for showing me that you're here today. So my buddy Tanya showed me how to change my life. She told me that in order to build a successful business online, now I'm focusing online because that is what I know. You have to leverage the online resources you've got, especially social media. Hi, Atwine Patience, how are you doing? And that I have to learn to attract the right people to me. Thank you, Richard. And to do that, you need a platform you can control. That you have to first provide value to people before people will ever even stop and say, Julie is live and I want to watch her. So you have to become that person that provides value. Yesterday, I told you about the 3 people you want to become so that you can attract in your life. So today, I'm just adding on to that, that you have to give value and give value in large numbers before people start to take notice and go, I want to be where she is, or I want to follow where she's going because I know she's going in the right direction. So first, provide value to people you seek and build relationships. I wasn't building relationships. I was busy chasing the dollar, and I thought the dollar was in every single person's pocket at church, in the shopping supermarket, wherever I was going, whether I'm walking on the street and I met somebody and they stopped to say hello, I was almost like saying, do you know I've got this business you've got to see? I was like a crazy, demented woman. And some of you are right there in that spot, whether you want to admit it or not. So you've got to build the know, like, and trust factor. I want somebody to type that in the comments below. Are you right there with me, Richard Chiza? Please come type that in the comments below. The know, like, and trust factor. Because guess what? If people feel like they know you, they trust your message, and they like you for who you are, they may never have met you in life, they will trust you and continue to do what you're asking them to do. See, I told you that at the time I'd never met in person Ray, nor had I ever met in person Tanya. But their message touched me. What they told me that they were doing the right thing. Thank you. The know, as in knowing you, Richard, knowing you. Thank you. Know, like, and trust factor. K-N-O-W, know. So I was like, what? I have to build rapport with people. I mean, I don't even know who owns my local supermarket. I just about say hello to the person at the till as I'm paying for my goodies. Why do I have to get to know people before they buy from me first? I mean, I was confused.com. Why can't I just keep sharing my link on social media? I'm getting a few. See, I was getting a few people clicking on that link, and once in a while, maybe in 2-3 months, someone would actually buy. And, you know, it was going on, and I was thinking, if they are clicking, then maybe even more will click. Thank you, Apollo. Thank you so much. No like and trust factor. Thank you, Rania. So I was wondering, why shouldn't I tell people my comp plan? You know, my comp plan, when you bring two people and they also bring two people and you also bring people, you're going to get $600 when you get to eight. And then after 600, you're going to then cycle on this matrix. And then you'll get $6,000 when you get to the top. Why shouldn't I tell people? I was asking that. Why shouldn't I show off my earnings? I've made over $10,000. Why shouldn't I show off? Why can't I just copy and paste other people's results and maybe just post them on social media and pretend they're mine? Telling them about my ground floor. Why shouldn't I? Because I was wrong. Because nobody likes to be sold. Because nobody likes to be chased. Because that's why your friends, family are not listening to you. Because you're bringing your message all wrong. You are not saying the right things. Sometimes you are being disingenuous. And above all, you are not letting them understand what's in it for them. What's in it for them? Somebody write that down. What's in it for them? Therefore, why should they trust you? Why are people still teaching people that if you go and post your links on social media and you go and post your links in the Facebook groups or Twitter groups or whatever, whichever media you choose to plan, and just keep posting your comp plan and show people someone's results and someone's money, that you're gonna make money? And why do you, somebody who's been sent to school by your parents, you've had an education, you've got degrees, some of you have got 2 or even 3 degrees, why on earth do you believe them? See, I was that person with all my degrees, qualifications, and education and time frame as a manager here in the UK. I believed these people who told me, you just go and post on social media and you're going to get results. And I was thinking, why aren't I getting the results they're telling me? I very quickly realized I had been duped. And some of you are still being duped or duping yourself. Guys, why are you believing people who are not getting the results you're looking for? Hey, Laurie, how are you doing? Because most people only know to contact people they know, and that's it. Because you've been taught stranger danger. Because you have been taught to not talk to strangers. It's the same as stranger danger. It's because you do not understand that to build a team in a traditional way is literally carrying the donkey. If you're building your business and you want to model success, you want to model the success that's going to be duplicable, that you can actually put your finger off, and if you stepped away, your business would not fold and die overnight just because you've taken a moment away. I could not take a vacation. I could not take a holiday. I was the business and the business was me. And some of you are embracing that model. Now, if you're a shopkeeper and you are the only one that works in your shop, and you close your shop to go away for a day, that means that you won't make any earnings that day because nobody will come to open your shop. And if you absolutely literally depend hand to mouth from the daily takings from your shop, that means you are not going to feed that day. That was my business. So, you must. What you do not understand is social media is a blessing. It is a gift. And for some people, it is not so much a gift because they have no idea what amazing resource and power they've got at their fingertips for free. But for those of us that have been taught, my friend Tanya literally walked me through for 2 straight weeks, step by step, how to build a business online and to brand me. And I soaked it all up because I am a sponge. And when I learn something and I see it's working, I bring it out and share with others. Hey, Duta, how are you doing? Hey, Benna, how are you doing? So sadly, most people are dead set against social media. There are some businesses that literally tell you, you cannot build on social media. And if we see you building on social media, we're going to stop you. They actually stop and block people who build their business on social media. It's ridiculous. That's the position I found myself in when I connected with Ray and Tanya. And if you are confused, I get it. So was I. I was confused. The one thing I knew for sure is I did not want to make another list of 100 people. I did not want to go tell my family and friends again that I've started a new business. Because I did start a new business once I had connected with new people, these people, and knew you can actually build a business online. I knew I did not want to sit at my local cafe waiting for the people that had promised they were going to show up for my product launch event to show up, and they don't show up, and I'm sitting there with my little children and my husband, and we are waiting to do a presentation, and we do a presentation to 2 people who both tell us they're going to get back to us and they can't wait to get away. I was sick and tired of that, and I went through that over and over again. I was inviting myself to friends' houses so I could present, and I actually was seeing people telling me, can I come to your home? I want to show you something exciting. And then they spend the next 6 hours presenting their business to me. And I could literally see through them. And I could see that they didn't have the leadership, the training, the skills, the knowledge, the resources to build their business. And they were in that place of resistance as well. They were resisting the urge to learn how to leverage social media to build their business. So I had to do something. I had to do something to change my life, and I did. And I want you, if you're in that place and you're building a business online, first of all, congratulations, you've done. You've taken the first step. That was step one. You've got to take the next 1,000 steps to get to your desired destination, because that is the reality. If you want the business to pay you, you've got to take a step every day. You've got to commit to that business. You've got to commit to you. It's your business. It's not your uplines. It's not their uplines. It's not your companies. That company is the vehicle to your why. I had to sit down and ask myself, why am I doing this? Maybe I should just go back home. I always had that as my fallback plan. I should just pack my bags and go back to Uganda. And that meant leaving my children and my husband, you know, because I couldn't just uproot them and take them with me. Kids out of school, husband out of work. What was that all about? So it had to be just me. I had to do something, okay? And so can you. So I couldn't bear looking at my disappointed. I couldn't bear that. My children, I couldn't bear seeing their disappointed faces. I couldn't bear them telling me, it's all right, mommy. It's okay. It's going to work out. I just couldn't bear that. I couldn't bear telling them we can't afford whatever it is we couldn't afford. I couldn't bear telling them we're not going to go to visit your grandparents for Christmas again. I could not bear that. Sometimes it was tough for me to look at Paul in the eye, because I felt like a child asking for money myself. I was asking him for money to buy underwear, to buy shoes, to buy food. I was just like a child. You know, in my mind, I was not seeing anything else I was doing in and around the home, because a lot of mothers feel like that, like you are nothing. You wake up in the morning and you go to bed last. You clean, you tidy, you prepare, you cook, you do all these amazing things, but you don't see them in your eyes. As long as you're not going out to bring a dollar in, then you're nothing. And I was thinking, what the heck is this? Hey, Charles, how are you doing? And he could look at me and say, it's okay. I know you're trying your best. I didn't believe him. See, in my mind, I was that person who had become useless, a failure, and nobody. Can you relate even a little? Can you relate to what I'm saying? Because there are some women out there who cannot begin to understand what amazing people you are. I could not see anything. I could not look in the mirror and see a beautiful woman. I could not see a mirror and see somebody other people envied. You've got a beautiful home. We're living in some rented crock. You've got a car you're driving. So what's wrong with you? You know, looking in from the outside through the window, you could see a happy, contented, happily married, beautiful children, beautiful home. What is your problem, Sylvia Kalunji? It was all here. I could not go to sleep. So that meeting with Tanya, it was an online meeting, by the way. I'd still not met this woman in person. It became my day one of my life. It was my turning point in my life, in my career, in my business, and possibly my marriage. I want you today to mark this as your day one, as your turning point in your life. I want you to show this video to somebody and tell them, you know what? This woman, she has just shared a story I want you to watch. I want you to share this story with somebody. It could be a man, and let them know there is change, and that change is around the corner. If you open your mind and let your mind understand that where you are, your circumstances do not define you. They do not define your tomorrow unless you let them do that. Because remember I told you, I could not believe I was anything other than a failure. Hey, Alexander Nyami, how are you doing? So, Tanya showed me exactly what she was doing in her business, attracting people to her business, building a six-figure income at the time. That was 4 years ago. Today, she's a millionaire, by the way. She no longer relies on family or friends. Or even better, she doesn't have to chase anybody or hold cafe meetings or do 100 listener or call people who are not interested in hearing her, because she was waking up to an inbox full of prospects, excited, literally clamoring to talk to her about her business. Hey, Sheila, how are you doing? That was pretty darn cool. I was like, You mean you actually are doing this? People actually do this online? You mean it's not a scam? She was seeing, and she is seeing, massive results in her business. In fact, she's the number three top producer in our business. So God connected me. Oh my goodness, God connected me. Did I say God connected me? Some of you are not believers. If you're not a believer, you can say bye-bye to this show. God connected me. So my prayers finally paid off. So those mornings on my knees paid off. Those fastings finally paid off. But guess what? They paid off because I got off my knees and got to work. And stopped just waiting for manna to fall from heaven and went to get my manna. Thank you, Sheila Katz. Hey, Stevie G, how are you doing? So she was actually having fun in her business. I mean, hello. Can you imagine that? I could barely even remember the last time I woke up to my business being fun. I could barely remember when I was having fun in my business and life, because like I said, I was that stalker woman who went to places to prospect, who went to church to prospect, who went to a party to prospect. I was no longer having fun. I was a washing sales machine. That's mommy spammy salesperson. Needless to say, I was intrigued. I was intrigued. I wanted to hear more from Ray and Tanya. And, you know, people treat Tanya like a bit of a celebrity, and she is. And they get seriously stalked when she calls them. I was stalked when she called me. I was like, oh my goodness, this lady is calling me. Wow, amazing. So I was not getting that kind of reception 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I wasn't. So let me tell you. You can leverage some amazing training, some tools, community support. You will be walking around with lions and eagles as opposed to hanging around with chickens when you have wings to fly and so. You will be the leader that you want to become and therefore attract leaders in your business. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You will be. Thank you, Charles Munamasaka. Amazing, amazing man. Thank you. You will be making things happen in your business if you decide to connect with the right people and invest in you. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I've just walked you through my journey. I didn't want to go through details because literally you can see my eyes cannot stop My nose is about to run as well. You want to change you. Until you change you, nothing changes. Yesterday I told you, you want to change you until people who knew you 2 years ago do not recognize you because they were the people that were holding you back. And if they recognize you, they've been walking your journey with you, so they are your team, your elevator friends. So you want to change right now. Thank you, Charles Munama Sakat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This guy is amazing. I mean, he's a giving guy. He's a visual guy. He's a vibey guy. He has music in his soul, and he imparts that talent onto us every Monday. Every Monday afternoon, Radio Uganda Boston, live here on Facebook, connect, listen, and be uplifted every Monday afternoon. I do, and I hope you will do as well. Hey, Sajadi, how are you doing? My business, we will talk about that after because I've got a message today and I want to finish sharing that message today. So everything you need for your business is out waiting for you. But are you willing to invest in it so you can change your life? From mindset training to social media domination to building that brand that is you, because you're the brand. Everywhere you go, there you are. Businesses may change, locations might change, but you are there and you are the one unique denomination, unique factor, extraordinarily supernatural, ready to change you if you are. So you can learn about blogging, capture pages, sales funnels, and it's all under one roof. I was open mouth shocked. I was like, you mean this exists? Is it real? And she goes, of course it's real. Now, I had tried a couple of other things that were copycats, that were pretending to be something like that, but every time there was no training inside those platforms. It was go and actually share. They were telling you to do and do what I was already doing, and it wasn't working. Go and share this link with your friends and tell them there is great community here and you'll get to get money. And I was like, is it maybe one of those? But it wasn't. This was the real deal from somebody with integrity. You want to find somebody with integrity, your covenanted friend, your elevator friend, to show you the right way to take you to your desired result, whether career, life, social, spiritual, physical, or financial, stroke economic. So I practically begged Tanya to introduce me to this system. I practically begged her to be part of her life. I practically begged her to be part of her community. I wanted to be around her. I wanted to be like her. But she's younger than me, so how could I be like her when I grew up? I was already grown up and I had to step into my own shoes because everybody else is taken. So people, stop saying I want to be like so-and-so when I grow up. You're grown up and you are you. So step into your own destiny so you can actually manifest it. The more you say, I want to be like so-and-so, you derail your own destiny because the universe says, yes, ma'am. But you can't be so-and-so because they are already taken. They are already unique, their idea is unique, so you can't be like them. But it's flattering when people tell you that. But don't take it on board because you're also giving away your destiny to that person. So, here's the thing. I'm a very pretty skeptical person myself. Remember, I'm a lawyer by training, so I am trained to see things and go, So God knows I couldn't risk spending more money because I would be asking Paul for the money, right? Because I was at home for 2 years, so obviously I'd be asking Paul to invest in me and in another of my online schemes. So I didn't want to spend money on any BS or with any gurus that could be just, you know, robbing me. I don't know if you've been there, but I've been there and got the tea. I've been robbed over $5,000. So I was like, that was some of my savings, some of my children's money. So I'm not going to spend it on any other anything. I was literally holding my wallet tight while saying, I'm so excited, show me more. So one side of my mind was saying, show me more. The other side was saying, don't you dare take my money. And a lot of you are in that place. I was shown how to brand me like a rock star. You're seeing some of those results right here, right now. In a totally uncomplicated way. Hey, who doesn't like uncomplicated? I mean, we've already been to school, got degrees. We don't want to go through exams anymore. So uncomplicated, yes, please. Add scene, and tried a lot of platforms. By then I'd gone through, so because once you get online and start doing certain things online, Facebook keeps tormenting you with all kinds of adverts and connecting you with people start reaching out to you who you've never seen from Adam and telling you this is the best opportunity ever. Am I talking to somebody right now? You know you get shown anything and everything, and everybody steps up to claim they are your manna from heaven. So that was over 3 years ago. When I met Tanya, when I met Ray and she brought me to Tanya, my life changed. God connected me to my mentors, to my teachers, to my elevator friends. May He connect you as well. I want you to understand that as you sit or get on your knees and pray and meditate, you want to take action too. Do not wait for things to come to you, because they won't. The people that are successful in life go out and get what they need to get and create their life. Felicia, exactly. I lost money because I was following the wrong people. I was investing money to invest money. Do you know what I'm saying? People who tell you, invest your money and do nothing. Just, you don't need to do anything in this opportunity. Just put your money, put $1,000 and just wait for 3 months, and in 3 months you will get $20,000. Some people call them high yield investment platforms. I call them scams from hell, because high yield investment platforms, you need to do that. You need to go to the stock market and talk to somebody who knows about stocks and then invest your money there. Don't do it in an online whatever. Okay, so I invested in those things and my money went into one black hole after another, Felicia. So I'm telling you from experience. I've been there and I see so many people that are still there. So since learning from somebody who is integral and who knows what they're doing. And by the way, if you don't know these guys, just type in Facebook, Ray Higdon, Tanya Eliza. You know, those were my first mentors online who helped me change my life. Since I started working and following that blueprint and being part of that community, I've built a very, very loyal following of people that I adore. I make very regular commissions. I have ranked up in my business. I bring new team members into my business regularly, and my life is completely different. I am a different person from anybody that knew me in 2012. Completely different. And Findi will tell you, Findi, how are you doing? So in my mind, I'm a billionaire, and so are you. I'm on my way making things happen. Although I don't yet, the word is yet, lounge around beaches with my laptop all day long. I just do it sometimes, and I know I'm getting there. I want you to do the same. Today, I'm a trusted leader in this industry. I'm able to positively impact thousands of lives. Almost every blessed day. I get to travel a lot. I love my life. My children respect me. My husband doesn't look at me with that pitiful look anymore. I know that look. I remember the look. And I actually earn a decent income doing what I do from home, from the comfort of my home or anywhere I wish to be, which allows me to be there for my children. And it's beautiful. I want that for you. I want that for you. Hey, Christian Trepper. To me, that's the real prize. The prize is watching my children grow and being there when they need me, being able to play Scrabble with them and whacking them, being able to play Monopoly with them and beating them. I am a very competitive person. That is the prize. Did I say people are excited when I call them? That is it. People are excited when I call them. They are excited to hear from me, or they are excited to call me asking me, what do you do? I want to do it. You see, I've always positioned myself as a leader. Even when I was struggling, I was stepping up and doing things that people were not willing to do. So maybe I was destined to be. All I'm saying is you've got to get up and take action and step up and do something. You cannot allow yourself to be that person that's beaten down and saying it's over. It's not over until you say it's over. Okay, so you know, you are extraordinary. You are supremely equipped to do what you need to do, to connect with the right people, to communicate properly, to collaborate with the right people, and cross those boundaries that are holding you back. You are supremely qualified. Welcome, Trepper. If you are tired of struggling and you just want to be around people of integrity and you want to get your journey going, you want your car to go in the right direction, you are sitting in it. It cannot take you until you start that car. You've got to start it. And you want to help people and you want to impact people's lives in a positive way, and you're 100% sure your product is exactly what other people need to change their life, whatever that may be, while also building the lifestyle you need, accessing training and strategies that will help you change your life, being part of a community of people who will not judge you and who are successful and they are building success. Just say yes in the comments below. Just type yes in the comments below, so I can connect you to the community of people that got me from struggling, being on social media, posting my links and hoping somebody might actually click on it and buy, to somebody who does not have to do that. I sit here every day. Some of you may be thinking, why does she do this every day? Because I love to see my people stop struggling. My community is on Facebook as well now, and I want to connect with them every day. But above all, I see so many people where they are today is where I was 4 years ago. I see so many people who are going through what I went through 4 years ago. I see so many people struggling and looking for that magic wand. And I am saying you are the magic wand, and you need to get out and step out and start waving that wand yourself so that you can create the life you desire. I only want people who are ready to take action. If you're not ready to take action, by the way, let me just put this out there, okay? And I'm just going to put it out there because I am a no BS and no fluff kind of woman. And Richard knows me for that. This community and this platform and what I'm about to share with you is not for you if you're looking for magic bullets. If you're looking for those kind of programs where you put your money in and you go away and do nothing and you're going to become rich, because you are going to get creamed. If you are looking for simple things without doing the work, you are in the wrong place. I don't do those. Maybe if you'd met me 4 years ago, we might have talked. But today, no. If you want freebies, if you're only looking for freebies and all you want is freemium, you are in the wrong place as well. Because free, the price you pay for free is your life and your time. And your life is time. You have a finite time on this planet. And if you want to spend that time chasing so-and-so's video who you don't know, you meet on YouTube and you watch that video and you are about to believe that what they're telling you is it, and you don't do nothing else, you are in the wrong place. Success demands a price. Are you ready to pay that price? Are you ready to spend your time and money on you? You're not spending it on me. You're not spending it on the platform. It's your investment. It's in you. Your parents invested in you. Now it's your turn. If you're ready, drop that yes below and we're going to have a chat. For you who are ready to step up and believe in you and understand that you're extraordinarily supernatural, that you are committed to you, that you are worthy of your money and your time, and you are ready to step up and serve others, you are in the right place, and I cannot wait to help you. I cannot wait to help you to succeed. So welcome into my world. Just like Tanya held my hand and helped me, and it wasn't free. I've just told you. So you are ready to invest in you? No, it's not free. I am ready to step up. Love comes with you and help you succeed. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for spending your time with me. Thank you for not judging me. And I am so excited for you, those of you that have stepped up. I am actually going to invite you to an event tonight. That's the beginning of what you're going to do. And I'm going to share with you that information in your private inbox so you are ready. Even if you are not able to attend, the important thing is you'll get a replay of that event so you can actually see what it is, the kind of community I'm talking about. And welcome to my world. Rise and shine to your awesome destiny. You know you deserve to. It's been a very intense afternoon, but it had to be said. I needed to share my story with you so you can understand you can change your life if you so desire to, and therefore you walk towards your desires. And if you're not yet friends with me, correct that anomaly. It's absolutely a crime. Why aren't you? And if you are my friend and you follow me every day, I'm so grateful for your time and for your loving. I love you. If you're on YouTube, subscribe already. You know I bring the goodies. And I have a nice afternoon. Wow, that's it for today. I enjoyed that, did you? Let's do it again sometime soon. Share your pleasures below. Like and comment on this podcast. And until the next episode, why not share and subscribe so that other people may find. And until the next show, it's been your host, Julie Seal Kalunji. And I am blessed to have been here with you. Rise and shine to your awesome destiny. God bless you. Bye.